Thanks to tourist promotions, most Anchorage residents are aware they are living a big, wild life. But how does the city fare in an assessment of quality of life indicators? A study released yesterday gives mixed reviews. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
The report is entitled Envision Anchorage, and its creators expect it to serve the same purpose as its 2006 predecessor.
It gave us the information and the inspiration to work as partners and create community plans that make change where it's needed most.
Michelle Brown is president of the United Way of Anchorage. United Way helped coordinate the 18-member committee that put together this second assessment in a continuing appraisal process. Brown says that the 2006 assessment showed community groups and agencies needed to combine their efforts to help at-risk youth. The latest report indicates some successes.
Anchorage United for Youth has already made an impact. Mentoring is up. More of our youth are having supportive adults they can count on. Youth in the juvenile justice system are all now screened for substance use problems and mental health issues. And teen arrests are down.
Arrests of 10 through 19-year-olds dropped by nearly 25% between 2003 and 2007. However, the assessment also showed graduation rates remained fairly static. About one-third of Anchorage students are still not graduating on time. That's better than the state average, but below the national average of approximately 75% graduation. Joel Gilbertson, Chief Strategy and Administration Officer for Providence Health and Services Alaska, said report statistics show the health community needs to focus more on obesity.
In Anchorage, overweight and obesity rates exceed the national average. From 2003 to 2007, the rate of Anchorage residents who were obese increased by 4%. During that same period, the local overweight rate is up 2.7%. Both of these trends are well above national levels.
Anchorage's Health and Human Services Director, Diane Engel, presented a graph showing some employment challenges for Anchorage.
What we see here, unfortunately, is that the percentage of adults aged 25 to 54 who are employed full-time has decreased during the last 5 years. And it's decreased at a rate twice that of the national average.
While in Anchorage, overall household income has risen, housing has some ominous statistics. Engel said the federal government considers housing that costs over 30% of a household's net income as not really affordable. It puts the household at risk if an income loss occurs, or if illness or a major expense strikes.
In 2008, 44% of Anchorage survey respondents spent more than the recommended amount on housing, some spending as much as 75% of their take-home pay.
The report showed nearly one-fifth of Anchorage households spent at least 50% of their net income on housing. The somewhat good news is that those percentages did not worsen from 2006 to 2008, perhaps due in part to somewhat stable housing costs in Anchorage. Primary information for the assessment was gathered via phone surveys. Secondary data came from various agencies and government departments. While the random phone surveys followed accepted scientific procedure, inadvertently 75% of the respondents were Caucasian and around 50% were in households of only one or two individuals. Brown said a broader racial and ethnic base would be included in the next comprehensive report to be released in 2010. A copy of the Envision Anchorage Assessment 2008 report is available on the United Way of Anchorage website. This is Len Anderson.